All right, ladies, to end this month, I'm going to end with a little bit on feminine energy, which I promise we're going to continue to explore in future months in different ways. I want you to remember that this natural cycle of initiation, growth, completion, and rest really transfers to everything that you do. So it's super important for you to support your own cycle and bring the best of your phases into your meetings, into your brainstorming sessions, into your daily workflow. Imagine if all women did this in their workplace. Imagine how collectively we would produce the most amazing results in such an efficient and harmonious way. Now, both men and women have masculine and feminine energy, and both forms of the energy are good. And we just have to find the right balance. But engaging in just one, kind of like how we're a little bit more dominant masculine energy, I feel, in this day and age, can lead to burnout and devastating health conditions and a poor quality of life. So I want you to remember that you're cyclical. You're not linear. You're flexible. You're dynamic. You're collaborative, and you're not competitive. So I'm going to leave you here with this awesome little excerpt from the book In the Flow that talks about the egg approach. Here it is. Once a month, as discussed, when a mature egg is released by your ovaries, it waits calmly in the fallopian tube for fertilization. The egg doesn't chase the sperm. It doesn't need to. The chemicals it radiates makes it so irresistibly attractive, the sperm goes into a wild frenzy trying to reach it. Millions of sperm swim upstream on their quest to find the alluring egg. Most will get lost along the way, but a few hundred of them will make it to the gorgeous orb, with only one lucky swimmer being selected by the egg and earning the honor of fertilizing her. This is such a great analogy for us to learn from. We don't always have to chase. If we position ourselves properly like the egg, more can flow to us. This applies to everything, including the creative process. There's both pushing and pulling, giving and receiving, and all of those are essential to our lives. Remember, if the conditions are not optimal for fertilization, the egg passes via the period, and another cycle and opportunity can be expected. So you don't have to compensate for your cyclical way of being. Just focus on showing up, fully energized, and trusting the timing of your body, and choosing to always feel good.